This person's lost their damn mind. Okay, first I have to wash and dry the potatoes. Check. Then I cut them in half, but not all the way in half. Added them to a bowl with some olive oil and some salt. Okay, a little extra salt. Yep, and then I just went ahead and mixed that around with my hand. No one's watching, right? And then lastly, I put them in the oven for 25 minutes. When they were done, I took them out of the pan, put them in a bowl, and added some almost boiling hot water. And then you just gotta cover it up for 2 hours. Okay, so I just woke up, not wearing any makeup, deal with it. And not doing so great. Forgot to put this in the refrigerator and take the potatoes out. Awesome. Next, I strained the stock into another container and put that in the fridge until it was chilled, or you know, for a couple days, whatever. Bye, Felicia. Then you should have something that looks like this. Double yum. I added that to a pot, whisked in the potato starch, and proceeded to whisk my little heart out for the next 10 minutes. Next, the directions say to preheat your oven to 135 degrees, but the lowest mine will go is 170, so what the f***? Okay, so then I added some gel to a baster, which looks pretty gross, but it was the closest thing I could find to a squeeze bottle, and I started to make some gel potato-like shapes on the parchment paper. Let me just see how long they go in the oven for.
8 to 10 hours.
Oh, hell no. And into the oven they go. Timer set for 8 hours. Whatever, I checked on them about 30 minutes in and little to no change, no surprise there. Same at about an hour after that. Then I went back an hour later and they were all brown already. Please pack your knives and go. Actually, they don't taste half bad. Semi-win? Possibly. Luckily, I have more gel stuff, so I made another batch of gel blobs, this time a little thicker, and added those to the oven. I kept a much closer eye on them this time, and got some pretty good looking chips at around the 2 hour mark. But the fun doesn't end there, oh no. Now you have to peel them off as carefully as you possibly can without breaking them, and then you have to heat oil to the perfect temperature or they will burn in an instant. But when you do it right, the outcome is amazing and I'm the master of everything.
Huh, you can really see through these. Kind of sharp. Potato chippy. Complex.